let's stand together tonight, if you would, please. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Brother Williams, thank you tonight so much for that message. And I'm glad tonight, though God may rent some things, I'm glad we get the benefits. Amen? And joy to be back with you. It's good to see some good friends tonight down from the Wilson Way, preaching Jubilee down there. Be back again this year. Looking forward to that. And God helping us there. It has been a busy day. My wife is with me today, and I want you to be much in prayer for her. We have had a lot of things going on back at home. Her mom had to be put into a rest home because of some physical problems through a stroke, and we've been dealing with that, and her mom's not doing real well. So I would appreciate if you pray for her. My wife's an only child, and so my wife is having to take care of everything, so that makes it a little complicated. But she rode down with me, and we've had a good day today. Today was the last round of golf for my daughter's college golf. She plays NCAA golf, and today was their conference championship. And in Greensboro, North Carolina, so we spent yesterday and today at the conference championship walking around the golf course watching her play her final 18 holes of golf in college. And since I'm a daddy and I'm a proud daddy, I'm glad to say that she made the all-academic team and she made the all-tournament team today, finishing in the top 10. And so we cried a little and hugged a little and had a good time and enjoyed that today. And I appreciate the opportunity that I have to be with you tonight. Love Brother Ennis. I appreciate. And by the way, I want to say this, and I think it's necessary. I thank God for those that have stayed the course. Amen. And I'm glad I can go some places. Don't have to worry about what the music's going to be. Don't have to worry about what the dress. I'm still for all that. Amen. And I believe with all my heart we ought to stay the course. I do want to mention this. Be much in prayer this coming Monday. I know many of you know about it. I was talking to Dr. Beatty on the way up the road today. And of course, we're going to be on the 25th, right there at Halifax Mall. We're going to be supporting the legislature and government of our state. I never thought that I'd see in the Bible Belt of North Carolina where we'd ever get to the place morally that we have gotten. But we do need Christians to quit shouting about it inside of the church, and we need to get outside of the doors, and we need to stand for what is right. Amen. We're getting ready to do something in Statesville, North Carolina. I'm going to be moving our service from Wednesday to Thursday. Dr. Beatty's going to come in. I'm going to call every church in that area and say, listen, if you believe in family values, you believe in the Bible, you come, and we need to stir people in our area for the family, for what's right. And friend, if we don't stand, our children are not going to have anything to look forward to in this country. I believe that. Amen. So you pray about that this coming Monday. Take your Bible, if you would, John chapter number 11. John chapter number 11. And I want to share this with you tonight. You hold on. It'll take me about 25 to 30 minutes, and I'll be done, unless you look like you're not enjoying it. If you look like you're not enjoying it, I'll go about 20 more just to aggravate you. All right? So stay with me, and I'm just kidding, but I do appreciate it. Boy, I'm glad to be saved. Amen. Aren't you glad to be saved tonight? Amen. I'm glad of that. I guess I'm not from as far up in the Appalachian Mountains as Brother Williams. I'm down in Statesville. We're kind of down in the foothills. And I love Bristol, Tennessee, Bristol, Virginia. Beautiful place. And I appreciate the ministry of Brother Williams through the years. Faithful, staying by the stuff. Amen. Thank God for that tonight. And I told my wife, I said, man, that guy's smart. I'm going to be like old dumb hillbilly up here preaching out to him. But I'll do the best I can. All right. John chapter number 11, verse number 30 from the Word of God. The Bible says in John 11, 30, now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, come and comforted her when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet and saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Now, I understand her statement because it's hard to die around Jesus. Amen. Verse 33. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. And then this short verse, Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, coming to the grave, it was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou heardest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him, and let him go. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank you, Lord, for what our hearts have already enjoyed this evening. The good choir singing, the good songs of Zion, and Father, the good preaching of the Word of God. Now, Lord, tonight I ask you to help me to preach this message. Lord, for I realize tonight that God, what I'm getting ready to deal with, there are those in this auditorium, no doubt, are dealing with it. Lord, I pray tonight that you'll bless this meeting. Lord, I pray you meet the needs of this meeting. Lord, I thank you for Dr. Innocent. Pray, Lord, your abundant blessings upon him and this work. Thank you, God, for what they're doing. Thank you, God, for the way they're training and equipping those that preach the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for this ministry. Lord, I pray tonight, God, may you guide me and direct me as I preach. And Lord, when I'm done, help me, Lord, not to hurt anything, not to say anything that will be contrary or a detriment to this meeting. But God, may I just lift up Christ and brag on you. Keep me in the Bible, Lord. Help me preach, I pray, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, all right, you can be seated. Now, I think it's one thing we need to get out of the way real quick tonight before I start the message. You're going to see me tonight do this. All right? Then you're going to see me do this. Now, what that is magnetic glasses. They're the coolest things you'll ever do. My wife found them on Amazon. I kept on losing reading glasses. She looked up Google, found them on Amazon on Click-It glasses. So now my reading glasses, you can flip them like this, you can throw them like that, you can do what you want to, and they click together. Amen. You say, why do you say that? Every meeting I go into, people don't ask me or say, boy, that was a good message. They say, where'd you get them glasses? Amen. I ask people, is that the only help you got out of that whole sermon was the glasses? Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Brother West, good to see you and your family. I love you, buddy. Been praying for you. And Brother Jimmy, good to see you. One of my heroes here tonight walked in. Had the girls with us in the Jubilee last week. Boy, we had as a matter of fact, I saw, yeah, they are. Had a great time, enjoyed that. And appreciate them coming down. Boy, had a great meeting last week, Brother Ennis. Had a young man surrender to preach last week. 16-year-old boy saved last week. And boy, I tell you, on Friday night, that Jubilee, it got so rich, buddy. Listen, we don't have no lasers in our church and no smoke machine, but it did get foggy, amen? I like it when it gets like that. Amen. Praise God for that. I do. I'm still old-fashioned enough to believe there's still the Holy Ghost working in the church. Amen. Well, hallelujah. I'm feeling better already. Now, if you look in your Bible, chapter 11, you'll go down to verse 39, and the Bible says, Jesus said, take you away the stone. Martha, the sister of this dead, said to him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. I want to preach a thought from that message. I preached it years ago, and I kind of put it by the side. And I was going through some things in my office the other day and trying to put some meat with all them skeletal outlines I had and trying to put something there. And I sat down, and I began to think about this. And I want to preach tonight on this thought. Don't let the stink stop you. Don't let the stink stop you. You say, preacher, what do you mean by that? Well, you got to understand that Martha and Mary, boy, they loved Lazarus. And Lazarus had died and been put in that grave. And of course, you know much about this family. You know that they had a love with the Lord Jesus. And now Lazarus is dead. And they're expecting the Lord to get there. Well, the Bible lets us know that Jesus tarried his coming. In other words, when he found out Lazarus was sick, of course he was God. He was omniscient. And he he knew that Lazarus would die, but yet he tarried his coming. Why did he do that? Well, first of all, when you are the resurrection and the life, you're all right no matter what time you get there, but also God is always on time. Amen? And though Martha and Mary might have thought he was late, I want to say to you right now, he wasn't late. He was right on time, and he got there 4 days later, and then these sisters, distraught and upset, began to think, my Lord, if you'd have been here, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. Lord, if you'd have been here. Well, guess what? I just want to say this tonight. That doesn't stop the Lord. Amen. That doesn't stop the Lord. And I want to say this to you tonight. And listen, I don't know how it is your place. I don't know how it is in your life. But I'm just going to say this tonight in the best way I can say it, in Foothills, North Carolina way. But there's a whole lot of things that stink today. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't know a better way to put it. But sometimes things just stink. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. I was preaching with Brother Alfred Willis one time. And he and I were in a meeting, and I preached the night after him. And I got up, and I said, I'll tell you right now, I don't have a sad story to tell. God's been good to me. And everybody started laughing in the auditorium. And I'm thinking, what in the world are they laughing about? Well, Brother Willis, you know Brother Willis. Brother Willis, the night before that, he got up and said, I'll tell you what. All these preachers said they ain't got a sad story to tell. He said, Lord, have mercy. I got plenty of them, amen? And they were laughing at me for saying the opposite. But I want to say this today. If you serve God long enough and you live long enough, you're one day going to pillow your head, pull the covers up, and you're going to say, buddy, I'll tell you what. This day just really stuck. Now, some of y'all want amen, but you're afraid somebody might think you're spiritual. Right? Because your halo's out in the air and your wings are out there and you're going to fly back home when you're done. You pray for us weaker. I'm telling you sometimes, I just say, Lord, this stinks. I'll be honest with you. I mean, Lord, I left my church this week. I got a young lady in our church who's one of the busiest working, even in our bus meeting and children ministry, her and her husband, and I left, and she hasn't ate a bite of food since Sunday. They don't know what's going on with her. She's in the hospital. Anything they put in her mouth is coming back up. They're running all kind of tests. They're scared about that. One of my deacons, one of the most faithful men that I've ever had the opportunity to pastor, one in today for heart surgery, or one in today for some routine surgery, and something went awry with his heart. I got that call on the way up here. Then my mother-in-law took another turn in the wrong direction these last week or so. And I tell you, some days you step back and say, I'm telling you, that stinks. Right? I'll be honest with y'all, every now and then I complain. I do. You know, every now and then I go home and tell my wife, I've quit so many Mondays, I can't even tell you. I drove home on Sunday night, and that's it, buddy. I'm going back to evangelism. Amen. I tell you, that's it right now. I'm tired of that crowd. Ain't nobody want to show up. One person's got a snotty nose, takes 10 of them in the family to blow it. I'm about done with that. I mean, I look up, preacher. Hey, don't y'all pastors love when you get all them text messages on Sunday morning? Preacher, we ain't going to be there today. Preacher, we ain't going to be there today. Pray for me, preacher, we ain't going to be there. I'm like, my soul, don't call and tell me that. I mean, that stinks. Amen. Yeah, you know I'm telling you right.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
But I will say something to you tonight. Don't let the stink stop you.
Right.
Don't let the stink stop you. I'm going to give you three little simple thoughts tonight. I promise you, you won't have to go home and pull out your Strong's, and you won't have to go home and get your Bible dictionary to get this. But I'm telling you, I believe with all my heart that it's the truth. When you think about Jesus coming where Martha and Mary was, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about Martha was willing to let everything stop just because of the stink. She said, Lord, if we open that grave, he's going to stink. You know what I'm finding a whole lot of Baptists? People let the stink stop them. Boy, it don't go their way. Amen.
Yeah.
Some don't go right. It gets the stinking, you know. All of a sudden they say stuff like this. Well, I'm just not getting fed anymore.
Yeah.
Don't you love that one? Just not getting fed anymore. And then you'll hear, look, I've been doing this 31 years. I praise God for the good church here, but I'll tell you what, every time you think you've heard it all, something else will stink, I'm telling you. And before long, there it is again. I mean, Lord, have mercy. I about have to go through my life spraying for breeze. Amen. Whole lot of stuff stinks every now and then. And people let it stop them. Right? Knock on somebody's door on soul winning visitation. Well, I used to go to church. You know why they don't go no more? They let the stink stop them. That's right. Well, somebody didn't shake my hand. Somebody didn't do this. Some of y'all have heard me tell this story over and over again, but I believe it's the truth. I remember one time I went to Walmart, and one of them little Walmart greeters, I think I told you this last year, but a couple years ago, one of them little Walmart greeters, I walked in the door. They didn't shake my hand. They didn't say, "Welcome to Walmart." That lady looked at me like she didn't even know I walked in the door. I walked into Walmart, walked back to what I was getting. It's probably peanut M&M's, but I walked back to what I was getting because I do believe they'll be at the marriage supper. I walked back and Bojangles chicken, amen? And I walked back there to get them. And when I walked back there to get them, I come back to the door, and I'll never forget this. I walked out the door, and when I walked out the door, that lady didn't say, "Thank you for coming. Glad you were here. Thank you for coming and buying M&M's." Didn't say a thing. That stinks, don't it? I mean, I would fuss at my greeters and stand at the door at our church if they didn't say something, right? But you know what? I went back to Walmart again. And you know why? Because they had them M&M's on sale. And I got news for you. Can I get a little help? I got news for you. I didn't go to get a handshake from a greeter. I didn't go to get a pat on the back from a greeter. I went to get them M&M's. Amen. And wouldn't it be great if we went to God's house and instead of letting the stink stop us and everything else stop us, we just go get what we ought to get. Hallelujah. Get what we need and let God help us. Amen. Preacher, I would come back, but so-and-so hurt my feelings. Good Lord, have mercy, build a bridge.
Come on.
Right? All right, let me give you these things real quick. You watch this now. I'm going to show you I can preach a little bit of Bible. Watch this. Don't let the stink stop you, number one. Watch this. Don't let the stink stop you, number one, from doing the will of God. Don't let the stink stop you from doing the will of God. You say, "Preacher, what do you mean?" You know how I know it was God's will to roll away the stone? Because Jesus said, "Roll away the stone." Can I tell you this? There's a whole lot of people today. Hey, listen, boy, they want to serve God. They want to go in the mission field. They want to do this and that and the other. But the only way they want to do it is when everything goes well and everything's running smooth. Honey, I'm going to tell you, every now and then, you're going to run into some things that stink and you can't stop doing the will of God just because something stinks. Praise God, if I'd done that, I'd have quit a long time ago. Honest truth. I mean, I know Brother Ennis gets up here and he smiles, and I'm telling you what, he just depicts a man of God to me. I love it. Brother Ennis stands up here, I just look like, man. You know, and I'm getting the great part. Amen. I am, preacher. I mean, now them shoes I'm interested in. I'll be honest with you, either one in a pair of shoes right now, $39.95, I'll pull it out of my pocket right now if you sell them. I like them shoes. Man, have y'all seen them shoes? I'm telling you, son, you can't preach in them shoes, get out of the ministry. Amen. All right. Get out of the ministry. Amen. But can I say this tonight? What happens many times is we let the stink stop us from doing the will of God. Right? I tell my bus captains, I tell people all the time, say, "Look, you're going to go out there and have 45 people promise you they're going to ride Sunday. Then they go, you're going to go out and run that route early in the morning and get up, get your family on that bus, and you're going to go out there and there's going to be about 20 of them show up out of 45. You can't let the stink stop you. Amen. Praise God. You thank God for them 20. You thank God. My wife always, don't you preachers hate wives that preach good? And the only person they preach to is you. Boy, you know, I'll get on the pulpit. We got to trust God. We got to lean on God. We got to have faith. I'll be griping on the way home about what happened in church. She'll look at me and say, "Yeah, you got some good help out of that preaching, didn't you?" You know I'm telling you, right? You know what I say to her? I say, "Baby, that's just preaching." Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, I want you to understand, don't let the stink stop you from doing the will of God. I got two more points and I'm done, but I want to tell you this story. You'll like this. A lot of y'all know for almost 30 years I've raced motorcycles. 28 years I raced motocross. Now I still ride dirt bikes in the woods. And now I've got into this bicycling thing. I like riding bikes in the woods and bicycles. And I'm one of those people you get mad at, gets in your way. And I enjoy, you know, I enjoy doing all that. But listen, I was riding some very experienced enduro cross-country dirt bike riders. And I'd gotten this last year where I'm pretty healthy and I could run good in a B class and I could stay with those guys. And we had a practice day and we were up close to Winsboro, North Carolina. And I was riding with some very good riders until my amazement, they couldn't pull away from me. And I was in their backyard going, man, I'm 51-year-old preacher. Hallelujah. And I'm just running all over. If they fall, you know what I'm going to call them? Traction. And evidently, I must have been enjoying myself so much that I had my mouth wide open smiling. True story. I swallowed a stink bug. I kid you not. Man, I'm telling you, I started hurting from right here. It got all the way in my chest. I mean, I thought I was having a heart attack. I thought I was dying. Hey, I felt like I was going to throw up every few feet I was riding up. My eyes got watery. The smell was unbelievable right down my throat. True story. I literally would go through a corner gagging trying to throw up, but there's one thing I would not do. I would not let go of that throttle. I said, I'm riding too good. Let a stink bug stop me. Didn't last long. 3 months later, the taste went away. Miss Hazel, am I telling the truth? 3 months later, the taste went away. I could taste stink bugs. I hate them things. I am convinced that them things are some kind of pestilence that God's put on us. I don't like a stink bug. If you ever have anybody you don't like, just get you a jar, catch you stink bugs, take them to their house. Amen. Hey, I'm being serious. I swallowed that thing. I hurt so bad. But you know what? I made my mind up. I'm not going to let that stink stop me. Amen. Got done, gagged all the way home. Come in, white. My wife said, what's wrong with you? I swallowed a stink bug. Son, I'm telling you, I brushed with Crest. I brushed with Colgate, baking soda. Poured some motor oil in my mouth. I mean, I'm telling you, nothing stopped that stink bug smell. 3 months later, it finally went away. Can I say this real quick? Don't let the stink stop you from doing the will of God. Some of y'all here right now, you're workers in your church. You preach the word of God. You teach a Sunday school class. You run a bus route. You're going on a mission field, whatever you're doing. I tell people this all. Listen. In this Christian life, there are going to be times it's just going to stink. It does. I mean, any preacher will tell you, but I'm going to tell you something. Don't let the stink stop you. Amen. Number two, don't let the stink stop you doing the will of God. Number two, watch this. Right back in the Word of God here. Don't let the stink stop you from seeing the wonders of God. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Well, the Bible says in the Word of God here, Jesus said unto her, verse 40, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou should see, or thou shouldest see the glory of God. You know what Martha almost missed because of the stink? Seeing a miracle. The wonders of God. I want to ask you a question tonight. Wonder how much longer if some people hadn't quit. Wonder how much closer they were to a miracle, to God doing something. But because they said, now this stinks. I have a young man, his family comes to our church, and they got family that are extremely faithful, but he's not. And is this on the internet tonight? Hallelujah. He's not. But bless his heart, he'll get out of church for 2 months, you know. Somebody didn't shake his hand. So you know what I'm saying. Just in, out. Well, you know, I've done been pastoring so long, I've done got tired of it. You know, just honest. And so he came by me the other week, and he said, I just want to tell you, I'm sorry for letting down. I said, whoa, listen. I said, you ain't let me down. I done got used to you not being here. I said, but I'm going to tell you something. You're letting little things stop you from seeing what God can do in your family. And I said, one day your kid's going to be old enough, they're going to get out of here. Yeah. And I said, you better quit letting, and may I say it in the essence of the message, you better quit letting the stink stop you from seeing the wonders of God. Lazarus would have never came out of that grave if they let the stink stop him. Right. Amen. Wonder how close some of us are to seeing God do something great in our life. Yes. But what we do, Brother Ennis, is we say, nah, that stinks. I don't know part of that. I don't know part of that. Why don't you watch number three and I'm done. Number one, don't let the stink stop you from doing the will of God. Number two, don't let that stink stop you from seeing the wonders of God. And then number three, watch this. Don't let the stink stop you from getting away to God. Let me explain it. Look back in the Bible. In the Word of God, you'll see this. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Sure he could. Verse number 40. Jesus said I not of thee that thou hast believed, thou shouldest see the glory of God, no doubt. Then verse number 45, here it is. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Mary did know, Martha did know, Jesus did, watch these statements, believed on him.
Amen.
You know what's sad? Can I walk down here, preacher? What's sad is how many people may miss out on going to heaven because some child of God let the stink stop him. When they rolled that stone away, Lazarus, you know Lazarus, the Bible talked about, he come out, and he was bound when he come out. He wasn't like Jesus. Jesus, the grave closed without. Jesus was resurrected. Lazarus was resuscitated. Lazarus died again. But understand, he comes out of that, and he's bound in grave clothes, and Jesus done laid the napkin when he come out, because he said, I'm coming back. Amen? But watch this. You notice the word in the Bible, Jesus said, loose him and let him go. And I don't believe he said it like, now loose him and let him go. I believe that everybody that was going. You think somebody been dead 4 days? And then they come hopping out. I mean, honestly, if I was her, I'd have been going. I could see Martha over going. Right? Brother Williams, you like this? I was out one of my teenagers. We was knocking on doors on visitation. Been a lot several years ago. Young people, you like this. Now stick right here with me now. It's almost time to eat. Don't fall out, man. You already eating, don't you, preacher? Hallelujah. All right. Watch this, Brother Jenny. We knocked on the door of this house. This lady came to the door. Now, I'm the pastor. I got the shirt and tie on, you know. Standing out with a teenager, just a wetback teenager. Don't know a whole lot about nothing. You know, this one. I mean, I know most of them know everything. This one didn't know a whole lot about nothing. And anyway, we knocked on that door. And you folks whisper me and tell me, we knocked on that door. And knocked on the door, lady opened the door, and she said, can I help you? Yes, ma'am. You know, I mean, I'd use that phrase that always lets me talk to them. I'm the pastor of Calvary Baptist Church. As soon as I got, well, I have you know I got a church. I go to church. And I mean about that tone. Teenager standing beside of me. This lady's talking to his pastor like that, you know. And I said, okay. Then I thought she's going to love his next question. I said, well, ma'am, you know, going to church is great. But you still got to be saved, go to heaven. Well, I have you to know that's personal, and I have you to know I'm a member of the First Baptist Church, and I have you to know I don't think you ought to ask that question and slam the door. True story. Now imagine. Come here, sweetheart. Come here. You stand right here. I'm standing here. I'm the pastor. Here's this teenager beside of me. I want you to look at me and go. Look. Do it again. Look at me. Do it. We can't stay all night. Do it right. Don't you watch this? Just go sit down. Go sit down. Mind me to never pick you again. I want you to watch this. That teenager's wanting something spiritual from me. Because the pastor just got the door slammed in his face. Tell me, that stinks. What are you going to say to a teenager? I looked at him and said, son, I want to share two things with you. Yes, sir. I said, number one, I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
He said, me too, preacher. I looked at him without a smile. I said, number two, I'm glad she ain't a member of our church. Can I tell you this and I'm done? Honey, if you knock on my door and you're talking the King James Bible and you ask me, do I want to go to church or am I saved? I'm not going to get mad at you. I'm not going to slam a door in your face. you for stopping by and telling me about the Word of God and telling me how to be saved. That's what we ought to be doing.
Amen.
Amen. Ma'am, did you ever get my picture tonight when I was up here? Did you get it? Okay. And you took everybody else's. You did get it? Okay. It's Jubilee, right? It's okay to smile in Jubilee? Okay. Making sure. I preach in another Baptist church and somebody died in it, take half the people out and found the right person. Well, I'm not a shouter. Just be a smiler, man. You spend a lot of money on your teeth. Watch this tonight. I wonder how many people. Here we go. Got to stop. I wonder how many people. How many people in this building. Go make up your mind. That you're not going to let the stink stop you. From doing the will of God. From seeing the wonders of God. And you're not going to let the stink stop you. From getting people away to God. Amen. I like what Billy Connoy said years ago when he was dying, Brother Joe Arthur, by his bedside. Dr. Billy Connoy, great man of God, Church Street Baptist Church, that great school. He said, Brother Joe, I've been in the deep end all my life. He says, there's only one thing I ask God. Don't let me go out and shout again.
Amen.
Don't let me go out and shout again. I'm not going to let this stink. Listen, it stinks sometimes. I go home, have pity parties. Thank God for a wife. Thank God for a good, godly wife God's Amen. Given me. Because sometimes I go home to them little pity parties. She'll say, you know what? Get over it. Any of y'all got any kind of wives? Y'all pray for me mean as a junkyard dog. I so get so tired, Brother Ennis, of seeing God's people quit. Because something stinks. I got news for you tonight. If you're serving God, it's not all going to go your way.
That's right.
Sometimes you're going to wonder, where's God at and what is God doing? But somewhere standing in the shadows, you'll find it. Amen? Let's stand our feet tonight, Pastor. You come. Maybe you're going through something in your life tonight that stinks. Maybe here lately just something you've been battling. Boy, you say, preacher, that stinks. Well, guess what? Don't let it stop you. Don't let it stop you. I'm glad God can help you. And one day, it took 3 months for me, preacher, that stink, you know, that bug. But the day it ended, Lord, have mercy. I was so good. But I'll tell you what it taught me. Don't ride through the woods with your mouth open. And I mean, I'm being serious. If you learn the first time, right, you learn your lesson. Don't create your own stink. Amen.